Hello, and welcome back to the Curious Kid Podcast. Humans interact with each other in so many different ways, and one of those ways is through touch. Something as simple as a hug can feel so good. It also feels great to give someone a high five after your favorite team scores a touchdown. There is even a way to touch someone that can result in uncontrollable laughter. Let's learn more about that.
Mailbag!
Mailbag! Mayor age 6 from Long Island, New York, is curious about what makes us ticklish and why tickling makes us laugh and why you can't tickle yourself. Thank you for doing the podcast. The whole family loves listening together.
And we love that you love listening to us. We are getting curious about tickling this week for Mayor.
We sure are. And Mayor also had a great idea for the question of the week.
The question of the week is, why can't you tickle yourself?
That's a fantastic question. Have you ever tried tickling yourself? Go ahead and try. I bet it didn't work. It's actually impossible to get the same results tickling yourself as you would get from being tickled. We are going to explain why in just a few minutes. But before we do that, let's learn a little bit about the science of tickling.
Laughing when you are tickled is an involuntary response. That means that you can't control it.
That's true, but we didn't always know that. About 150 years ago, a scientist by the name of Charles Darwin had a theory about tickling.
That is the same scientist that's best known for his theory of evolution.
That's him. He's a very well-respected scientist, and his theories are still well-regarded today. But he got it wrong about tickling, of all things. He thought that the laughter from tickling was the same as the laughter we make when we find something funny, like a good joke. Essentially, he thought tickling was tied in to our sense of humor.
But he was wrong, because the laughter from tickling can't be controlled. We aren't laughing because we think tickling is funny.
It's similar to the crying that someone might do while cutting an onion. When you cut an onion, the chemicals released from the onion make you cry. But you aren't crying because you are sad, the same way that you don't laugh when you are getting tickled because you think tickling is funny, but rather because you can't control yourself. We know this because scientists have analyzed MRI scans, or brain scans, to see what happens in the brain when someone is being tickled.
Under your skin, there are tiny nerve endings that sense all the things you touch, like things that are hot and things that are cold.
And when those nerve endings experience a sensation, like they would get from tickling, they send a message to the brain.
Getting tickled stimulates a part of the brain called the hypothalamus.
The hypothalamus is the part of the brain that controls your emotions. You may already know that if you listened to last week's episode on the brain, when we discussed all the parts of the brain in detail. Well, once your brain is stimulated, it triggers the tickle sensation.
It is believed that we laugh to protect ourselves from the tickle attack.
This part is really interesting. Even if you don't realize it, when you are getting tickled, there are other things your body does besides just laughing. One thing it does is it tries to squirm and wiggle to get away from the tickling.
You may also make jerky movements to protect the part of your body that's being tickled.
There are a few parts of my body that are very ticklish, including my neck. When someone tickles my neck, my head usually responds by moving into place to protect the part of my neck getting tickled.
The same thing happens when somebody tickles my armpits. My arms usually try to block the armpits so I can protect myself.
A lot of the things you do in response to tickling are more self-defense than anything else. One of my friends learned that the hard way a few years ago. She was tickling her daughter, and when she did that, her daughter's head jerked back and hit her in the nose, breaking her nose. Of course, her daughter didn't mean to headbutt her in the nose, but her head lost control while she was being tickled. Many of the parts of our bodies that are most ticklish, like the neck, armpits, stomach, and sides, are the parts of our bodies most vulnerable to injury, which is why scientists think that they lead to the biggest tickle sensations. Researchers have divided tickling into two different types, and both types have fun names.
First, you have gargalesis. That's the kind of tickling we've been talking about. It's the kind of tickling that happens when somebody touches an area of your body that is very ticklish.
But there is also a tickling called nismesis. That's the type of tickling that happens when a part of your body is tickled by something light, like a feather. It usually doesn't get the same type of uncontrollable laughter that you would get with gargalesis. In fact, nismesis might lead to a totally different response, like itchiness or irritation.
Babies don't start laughing in response to tickling until about 6 months of age.
That's interesting. Did you know that some people are also more ticklish than others?
You aren't very ticklish, Daddy. You usually don't laugh like crazy when I tickle you.
I'm actually pretty ticklish. I think you could use some work on your tickle technique. Tickling is supposed to be light and gentle. When you try to tickle someone, you kind of stab them with your fingers, which doesn't quite feel the same.
Are animals ticklish like humans?
Some are. Some animals respond to gargalesis tickles, and some animals respond to nismesis. Let's start with gargalesis, the tickle we experience when someone tickles an area like our armpits. Gargalesis has been seen in chimpanzees too.
That makes sense because chimps are similar to humans.
Gorillas and orangutans can also experience gargalesis.
That checks out because, again, evolution.
Also, rats feel gargalesis tickles.
What the what? You can't be serious. Rats are ticklish?
They sure are. Rats make a high-pitched chirp when being tickled. They seem to really enjoy it. In fact, rats will even bond and form close relationships with humans that give them good tickles.
Lots of animals respond to nismesis tickles. They often do this when confronted with creepy crawlies.
Let's take a horse, for example. If a horse has flies on it, it will move and groove in an effort to get rid of the flies. Lots of animals will do this to get rid of flies or fleas, spiders or scorpions. Having one of these pesky animals on you often feels like a tickle, but it's a very different tickle than gargalesis. It's certainly not as much fun. All right, Olivia, let's answer the question of the week. Why can't we tickle ourselves?
We can't tickle ourselves because we can't trick our brains into thinking the tickle is coming from somewhere else.
Exactly. The cerebellum is the part of the brain that controls things like movement and balance. And if you tickle yourself, it gets a message that the tickling is coming from you and not from somewhere else. It's hard to trick your brain. Well, that's a wrap for this week's episode.
Thanks so much for listening to this week's podcast, number 151, on tickling.
Great job, Olivia, and great job, Mayor, for the laughter-inducing episode topic. Before we go, we have a big thank you to make.
Thank you, Amanda H.
A big thanks to our newest Patreon supporter, Amanda H. Your support has me and Olivia tickled pink. For her support, Amanda gets a t-shirt, an official transcript of her favorite episode, early access to episodes, access to the monthly current events episodes, and so much more. To find out more about supporting Curious Kid Podcast, click on the Patreon link in the show notes. We are just 5 weeks away from the season finale. Don't forget that we are going to answer any questions you may have about us in the season finale. Are you curious what Olivia's favorite video game is? Are you curious what her favorite book is? Maybe you want to know what our favorite bands or songs are. Anything you want to know about us or about the podcast, this would be the time to ask. Send your questions over to curiouskidpodcast@gmail.com or send your voicemails to 856-425-2324. We are going to answer lots of your questions in the season finale. Get your questions in by Sunday, September 12th, so we can include them in the season finale. We can't wait to answer your questions. Next week, we will get curious about aliens for listeners in West Glover, Vermont. As always, thank you so much for listening and getting curious with us.